1926, Route 66 ended at the corner of 7th and Broadway in downtown Los Angeles. Today, most people will tell you Route 66 ends at Santa Monica Pier. Neither of those answers may be officially correct, though. What is the right answer? The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
Where is the western terminus of Route 66? It may depend on who you ask.
Originally, Route 66 ended downtown Los Angeles. In 1926, it ended at the corner of 7th and Broadway.
Dan Rice says a movie prop near Santa Monica Pier changed things, though.
In 1935, there was a sign. It said Santa Monica 66, end of the trail, that was put up in the bluffs here above the pier for a movie that was taking place. They wanted to film for that movie a place different than downtown Los Angeles because you couldn't see any palm trees or any ocean there.
When filming was done, the crew left the sign behind.
So people started getting confused, thinking the end of Route 66 was in Santa Monica, when really it was downtown Los Angeles all the time. But it became so popular that the following year, January 1st, 1936, they did move the end of Route 66 from downtown Los Angeles out to Santa Monica. But they couldn't move it to where that end of the trail sign was because that spot violated a federal highway rule that said you had to have one highway end where another one begins.
So the path the federal government said Route 66 followed through Santa Monica was in fact 7 blocks shy of the end of the trail sign at Santa Monica Pier.
Meanwhile, the people who were driving Route 66 couldn't have cared less about official highway rules because they were on Santa Monica Boulevard and they were 7 blocks from the ocean when they got to Lincoln. So they just kept going forward until they got to that end of the trail sign. And from there, you can see the pier.
The old movie prop sign disappeared decades ago, but Dan thought it should be revived. The story of that sign and the visitors it's attracting is next time as we travel the countryside in Santa Monica, California. I'm Andrew McCrae.